All right, we're back. We haven't met in a while. It's great to see everybody. It's been a long time. About a week. Gotta get back to work. Akshonus, stubbornness. Am ksheiref, a trait of a yid. Bottom of Kuf Yutet. Vaday, mishenu kasan v'kaptan. Somebody's not typically an angry person. Enu alul hichanes l'machlokas. He's not likely to enter into machlokas. Avalim chaveru yarivimo, but if his friend starts picking on him, bothering him, ulaye kashelo lisalechet atzmo min machlokas, then it might be very difficult for him to remove himself from the machlokas. I'm chill, it's all good. But once he gets on my nerves, once he starts up with me, then it's war. V'choshe b'libo shehut zodek, v'chaveru cholekimo b'lisi batova. He thinks to himself, he's right, bottom of Kuf Yutet, he thinks he's right, and his friend started bothering him for no good reason. So why do I have to lower myself and ask for mechila? He started it. Sound familiar? He started the fight. Why am I going to go apologize? It's all him. The friend has to come to me. Me. Make it so personal, so stubborn. He goes to me. Everybody says, he comes to me. If he comes to me, what ends up happening? They'll talk for 30 years. The stubbornness. Wow. Even a very good person could eventually transform to a very cruel and evil person. That even if there's tremendous pain to the other person, he's not going to move from his opinion. People get so caught up in the thick of it, so stubborn, they don't even care about the person's pain. Who was greater than Moshe? Umilan Rishaim Kedasan Vaviram. Who was worse than Dasan Vaviram? And what happened? Vafil Hachi Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Nimna Milimcholak Vodo Vahalach Ubikesh Mehem Lo Laksik B'machlokes. Moshe was the Gadol Ador. Dasan and Vaviram were the greatest antagonists. They tortured Moshe. They tormented him. What did Moshe do? He went to them to seek out peace.
Seniors, all right, just supposed to be here today at 4:45. Last period of the day, 4:45, for those who want to hear the presentation for our Arayta, it will take place in the Beit Midrash.
But Moshe Rabbeinu told us, you go. Umidas Akshanus Me'od Mesukanus Shalom Bayis. Being stubborn is so dangerous to Shalom Bayis. Shadam Yechol Liot Sadi Gadol Binyanei Shalom Beiso. V'lekayim Behidur Adivrei HaRambam. He could be a Gadol in Shalom Bayis and do everything right. V'afil Hachi Imiya Akshan. But if he's a stubborn person, Kol Yisro... Kol Yisro Shalom Beito Mutal B'Sakana. But if he's a stubborn person, everything's at risk, in danger. It happens, the wife gets angry at the husband for something he did. He didn't even intend to hurt her, but he hurt her. And if it's rooted in him, the stubbornness, he's going to make himself like a lawyer to defend any claim she has against him. That's what happens. When you're stubborn, you get defensive. You get into attack mode, beast mode, and you become a lawyer. What is that? And he's never going to ask her for forgiveness. And fill in the blank. That stubbornness ruins things. If Hashem was mochel on his kavod, Hashem's willing to erase his name for the sake of peace. All the more so we have to work on ourselves, not be so stubborn, be forgiving of our honor to restore Shalom Bayis.